Hello, my name's Janice Sutherland and welcome to Phenomenal Woman, where we share with you the success journeys of women who have been there and done that. From the good, the bad, the ugly and everything in between, this is real talk by real women. We will share with you the highs and lows of their journey and give you honest insight on how you can navigate same with confidence, integrity and a smile. This week, we're talking to V Roberts. V is a multi-award winning brand and marketing coach, trainer and consultant. She's a mom of four who decided to take a big leap after being made redundant to start her own business several years ago, and she has never looked back. Prior to becoming her own boss, she had worked for over 15 years as a senior marketer and team leader within private and public sector organizations.
Hey.
So this week, I am excited to welcome V Roberts to Phenomenal Woman. So V, I wonder if you could do us a favor and tell us more about your humble beginnings and where you come from.
Yes, of course. Firstly, should say thank you for having me on your show. I am here in London, so across the water from you, and I've been doing what I do for the last 20 plus years. I'm a branding and marketing consultant. Okay. I'm also a trainer, a coach, and an international speaker. So I love what I do. And I've been doing it for 20 plus years, but I did actually work as an employee before I started my own business. And I've now become an award-winning, a multi-award-winning consultant and coach. So,
Excellent. Excellent. So what's been your key motivators for your career choice? You said you were employee before, but now you're self-employed. It's a step people sometimes struggle to take. It's a huge step. So what's been your key motivator?
Well, honestly, I would say that my key motivator has been my children and also the fact that I want a certain type of lifestyle. So here in the UK, for those that don't know, when you work on a contract, sometimes if you're quite high up in your role, it can be very demanding, as I'm sure it is elsewhere globally. But the pressures of the types of jobs that I had at the time were very, very full on. So for example, when I worked for corporates and some global companies, I had a lot of constraints around my working hours, when I had to show up, when I was needed in meetings, when I needed to travel, you know, and they needed me to stay in hotels. And being a mother of four, Janice, as you can probably imagine, my life was never boring.
Yes.
And it's still not boring. Yeah, I have a 21-year-old and I have a little 2-year-old as well. It goes all the way down. And, you know, working for employers was a challenge because I wanted to do class assemblies. I wanted to do medical appointments. I wanted to do, you know, fun things with my children that weren't going to be restricted by my employer telling me when I had to start and finish. So I guess working for myself has really given me that change of lifestyle that I was needing. I mean, now if I want to work a half day or if I want to travel with my laptop, I can.
Yeah.
And being in this position is really, really something special for me because my motivation is being there for my children as their mother,
you know, and
being able to cater for them and, you know, nurture them in the way that I want to without feeling like I've got to answer to my boss first.
Yes.
That's my motivation to stay in business and grow my business is my family.
Excellent. So I'm going to jump ahead to a question I was going to ask, because the one thing you touched on there was actually making time for the family and getting that work-life balance.
Yes.
So what techniques or hints and tricks do you use? Because you've four children, it's, you know, quite a wide age range. It's not simple, you know, so what do you do?
If I told you it was simple, Janice, I would be telling you porky pies lies. Honestly, no day is boring. I mean, what I do is I have a routine. And I was actually saying this morning to a client in Belgium that my time, let's say 4 days, has been attending an award ceremony. So I picked up an award. I was in Coventry, which is another part of the UK, speaking at an event. And I've had to also look after my daughter because she's here from her job outside of London, so she's come to see me. My 15-year-old son has got a massive audition, so he's auditioning for a monologue, and we're rehearsing that. And then, of course, I've got my two under fives.
Right.
And the way that I manage, that's the last 4 days, right? The way that I manage my life and my work and my family is to actually be really strict with my time.
Okay.
So when I first started my business, I was very available, very accessible, always wanting to please everyone, never saying no, going to every meeting, every workshop, you know, and it was really, really full on. But I did that to grow my business, and I used that actually as a strategy, which I wouldn't necessarily recommend to people who are easily burned out. Yes. Luckily for me, I have a nanny and I also have people around my family that can help and support me.
Okay.
But I use a diary. So my diary helps me. I schedule my time. And as I was saying this morning to my client in Belgium, I actually block out time in my diary where I have sleep days. Yes. And this will not be a surprise for anyone that's ever listened to my podcast or actually read my newsletter. I block time out to sleep. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So by doing that, when my children are in childcare and at school, I don't have to worry about feeling tired because I get like a 6-hour nap in.
Yeah.
And then I get up really energized and I get to work. But I block time out. I block time out. Right. I have time with my team, briefing. I have time with my clients to do coaching. I have time to do online training with clients. And I also, if you didn't know, I do live events here in the UK as well. So I manage my diary. I'm very strict with my time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I don't always say yes now to every request for people to collaborate with me and work with me because I'm very, very busy.
Right.
And people often say, how do you do it, V? And honestly, sometimes I don't know myself. I have to thank God for my diary and all the apps that I have and my amazing VA who actually keeps me on form.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy at all.
So what I'm hearing there is that obviously for you, some structure and some time management, you have to be quite tight and organized to make sure you can achieve everything in the day. But I just want to pick up on something you said there when you talked about saying you don't say yes to everything. And I know a lot of women struggle with actually saying no. And it's a topic I picked up on previously. So how do you feel, how do you get comfortable saying no?
Well, I think it's about understanding where you're coming from. As I said, when I first started out a few years ago, I was very keen to please everyone. And I guess in a way it may have been like an insecurity of me not feeling comfortable enough or confident enough to actually say no and decline politely.
Yeah.
And so what I coach my clients to do is to feel confident enough, to feel comfortable enough to actually be able to take on work or decline work as and when they need to.
Right.
So it's really important to actually appreciate that not every customer will be for you.
Yes.
Not every meeting needs to be attended in person. Sometimes you can do online meetings.
Yeah.
You know, not every networking event is going to be for you. And sometimes we can over network to the point where, you know, we're not using our time effectively. So my biggest tip to myself was that, you know what, V, you need to start saying no and be confident in saying no because it's your time. And as you know, Janice, time is money. So, you know, for anyone listening today, I would say if you're stuck, really look at where you want to use your time. If you want to go to lots of networking events and potentially not meet any clients or prospects or new connections, then that's not necessarily good use of your time. So I would review that, you know, and that's what I had to do. And that's what I advise my clients to do. Review how you're using your time so that when you do, you know, look at how many hours you're spending, you know, maybe doing unproductive stuff.
Yeah.
You can actually kick back and say, you know what, this is going to be for me. You know, I can't attend or I can't support you on this occasion.
Yeah. So it's about prioritizing and the time you have, use it wisely.
Absolutely. And obviously using the diary as well. Yeah. I use tools like Trello and Asana as project management tools. And I find they are very, very useful for me. And I get my reminders to tell me when tasks are due. And I also have my VA who pokes me in the side via email as well to tell me that I need to do something. So that that definitely helps.
Excellent.
But for solopreneurs that are working on their own, you know, it can be hard. So I would say definitely just be strict with time if you can be. That was one of the experiences I had that I learned from very quickly.
Yeah. And you come across a very versatile woman and you turn your hand to a lot of things. But has there been a time where you've been confronted with a challenge where it's gone horribly wrong? And how do you manage to turn around the situation?
Yes, there has been. I've had a few and I'm very open about, you know, where I've had experiences. I don't like to call them mistakes or errors, but I've had a lot of experiences on my journey. And, you know, we're forever learning and I'm always trying to learn new ways of working as well. One of my biggest experiences was actually, I think it was 2 years ago now, I actually thought that I'd be Wonder Woman and host four events in the same week. So that's four live events in London in the same week for Global Entrepreneurship Week.
Right.
Which is actually coming up in a few days' time.
Yes, it is. Global
Entrepreneurship Week is a massive campaign. I'm sure you know about it as well. And so I've won two awards. I've been endorsed by the UK team for Global Entrepreneurship Week for my efforts that I contribute to their campaign. But I went a bit too far in 2015 because I thought I'd be Superwoman, yeah. Wonder Woman, superhero. And I did 4 events. And the reason that I learned from that experience is because I really felt exhausted at the end of it.
Yeah.
It was little old me doing these events.
Yeah.
No extra support to help me with speaker liaison. I didn't have a VA at the time.
Yeah.
And it was very stressful. And I'm not a perfectionist. I accept that we have to learn from things.
Yeah.
But what I quickly learned is that I might need to cancel 2 of my events because I wasn't getting through the ticket sales.
Okay.
However, I was able to use my marketing expertise and some of my tactics offline and online.
Yeah.
And literally on the morning of the event, I had sales coming and I also had payments on the door as well, which was good.
Okay.
So I called one of my friends. I said, look, I'm not cancelling this event. There were 2 of them.
Yeah.
One was for 180 people in central London at RBS Bank.
Okay.
And I met that target, which was brilliant. The tickets were quite high priced because of the venue. We did a 3-course meal, all that stuff. And I learned from that big time. I will never, ever do, never, ever do really stressing that more than 1 event in 7 days. It's very hard work. And I think even events generally, I've done events for the last 20 years as part of my kind of marketing and branding strategy. Yeah. But they're very hard work. And sometimes entrepreneurs forget how much work events take. I mean, I'm sure you know this, you know, coordinating events, timing, guest management, liaison, AV, all the stuff you need. Big job. So doing 4 of those, massive learning experience. Yeah, I won't do that again.
And even when you think you've got it covered, there's always something coming back to bite you in the ass to remind you you haven't quite got there just yet.
Absolutely. And on that event, the smaller of the 2 events that I was... The smaller of the 2 events that I was going to cancel, I didn't actually cancel, but when I actually had the event, the problem that I had was that I didn't have all the AV equipment. So the venue that I booked, they didn't have the AV lead for my Mac.
Right.
So that was a problem on the day.
Yeah.
But again, we got around it. So always have a contingency plan.
Yeah.
It was a learning experience.
Yeah. Now you come across Fee as a woman who's very confident in her abilities. But has there ever been a time that you've had your confidence, well, a better word, knocked? And how did you overcome that?
Do you know, I was thinking about that. It's quite weird that you've mentioned this now as a question. I was thinking about that yesterday, how far I've come. If I'd say to you that when I was working as an employee, I used to do public speaking and presentations in front of corporates and board members and, you know, really important people in organizations that I work for with ease.
Yeah.
Probably because I was an employee. But back in November 2015, at the RBS event I just mentioned, I will never forget this. I spoke at my event.
Yeah.
And remember, I had 4 events. I was under pressure. I had not rehearsed my slides, but I knew what I was going to say. Preparation is key.
Okay, yes,
right? And I spoke for the first time because I'd been doing my events for about a year now in my own brand as Inspire Your Biz. And I spoke for the first time as Brand V, which is something that everybody was encouraging me to do because I was bigging up lots of other marketing experts and lots of other experts, but I'd never gone on the stage. So I thought, you know what? 180 people in the room, I can do this. So I went on the stage. And I had my mum in the background as one of my helpers.
Yeah.
And as I was doing my talk, I was really rushing through it and I was getting all the points across. But because I was so conscious of my mum waving in the background and giving me signals that you got...
So you're looking for your leader.
It was a mess. And honestly, I really did feel very disheartened because, as I said, it was the first time I spoke as Insight to Marketing, as Brand V, stepping out and giving my expertise. I just felt really rushed.
Yeah.
And when I look at that today now, to the point where I'm getting booked internationally, you know, I was booked to speak in India in May. I've spoken across the UK at different events.
Yeah.
You know, I've won awards. Yeah. I've won more than 12 awards now in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And I'm actually currently up for 2 more currently as I'm doing this podcast with you now. So it's, for me, you know, it's a tremendous journey that I've had because, as I said, from that time there in November 2015, speaking, being a bit shaky, being very rushed,
But
now speaking to audiences of 300 plus confidently and having loads of people come up to me afterwards like, V, that was amazing. V, I need to speak to you. V, I want to work with you. You know, I thought to myself, that's a testimony to me. That is
excellent.
That is the universe's way of showing me that I've really developed. Because honestly, when I came off the stage in November 2015, Janice, I was a wreck. I think my mum's face told me I was a wreck. I got lots of questions. Lots of people said great presentation, but I knew in my heart I did not deliver, and I knew exactly why. I just tried to do too much. Yeah. So that was a massive challenge for me, and definitely where I got knocked back. Yeah. But I learned from that, and I said to myself, do you know what, V? You need to come better than that. You need to present properly. You need to do what you're good at and actually plan ahead, because I didn't have time. Plan ahead and be confident. And Janice, every booking I've had since then, I've always got good feedback. And I actually make a point of capturing my feedback just to show myself that this is where I've come. Excellent. And even right now, my Instagram page, which is Insight to Marketing, I've got two testimonials from the event I spoke at in Coventry. And I've got about six in total, where people were saying how much value they got from my session and how empowered they feel and the kind of action they've taken since hearing me speak. So, you know, yes, I've had knockbacks, but it's about how we learn from them how we transform ourselves.
Yeah,
and that was a very big learning experience for me, for sure.
So what I'm hearing, we can all face adversity. We can all have a bad day at the office, so to speak, but it's what we learn from it and how we turn it around that matters.
Absolutely.
And I always say that I see, I don't want to say call it failure, but a challenge or adversity, I see it as an opportunity to learn.
Yeah, definitely. We learn from our errors. We learn from the experiences that we have in personal and business life. Yeah. You know, everything we go through for a reason. And it's about how we look at situations. I mean, I could have readily and easily just, you know, gone down in the dumps and never spoken on stage again. And, you know, really been disheartened by my experience. As I said, everyone in the crowd thought it was really good. I got, got really good applause, you know, and people commented back. But in my heart, I knew I didn't do good enough. But instead of beating myself up about it, I looked for ways to improve. And I have improved, so much so, as I said, that, you know, I've got diary entries of speaking engagements, which are very high profile, that are helping me to build my business.
Excellent, excellent. So if you could go back, V, is there any one thing you would change?
That's a good question. Yes, I would. I would definitely. And the thing that I would change is that I would actually look at getting resourcing. Right. One of the things that I didn't do, Janice, when I started was, because I started my business on less than £100 in English money, I didn't get any resource. I didn't have a business coach. I didn't have a mentor.
Yeah,
I knew how to market and promote myself, but I did not know how to build my business in terms of strategy and in terms of actually organizing a plan where I've got a business model. So what I've got now compared to what I started with has really changed. And actually, I would say, you know, when I first started my business, I didn't want to be a coach. I didn't want to be a speaker.
Right.
I didn't want to be, you know, an award winner either. I'm going to be really transparent. I didn't care about awards or letters after names. But what's happened is, you know, I've qualified in the industry. I've trained. I'm always training myself in more things. And I've been able to evolve from being just someone who wants to help business owners to become, you know, less overwhelmed and get more sales through structure and planning, to someone who's now training people, coaching people, even coaching other PR and marketing experts on how to be more visible, you know, and get results from their marketing. So it's been a journey. And if I had changed anything, it would be that I would have got my business coach that I have now, you know, back then. But unfortunately, on less than £100, it wasn't possible. So I had to do a lot of self-education and, you know, training as well. And I would really say to anyone out there who's wanting to get into business, look at the resources you've got, think about what you can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can make sacrifices, if you like a designer handbag, or you always do your nails, or you buy expensive hair, try and cut back on those things and make investments, because marketing is an investment. It's not a cost. But not just that, when you're building your business, no matter how good your business is, if you don't have the right business model, and if you're not around the right people that are going to help and uplift you, you could find that your business doesn't grow at the rate that you expect it will. So, you know, that's one of the things I learned very quickly. Fortunately, I'm now with a coach and I am building my business. But, you know, if I could have turned back time, I would have brought in more resource and I definitely would have got myself a business coach.
Right. So, I mean, you've got great resources now. So, and that was great insight. So thank you for that, V. But for the people or the new entrepreneurs, the mompreneurs who, you know, who are starting at home, you know, the £100 probably, or the $100 is probably all they've got to work with. Yeah. So are there any sort of, you know, I say free resources that maybe people could avail of. One of the things I'm thinking of is maybe podcasts like this or your own podcast, you know.
Yes, certainly. So, I mean, I would definitely encourage people to listen to podcasts like yours. I mean, I've also got a podcast. It's called Inspire Your Biz on SoundCloud, which is INSPIREURBIZ. There are lots of free resources. I have a blog, Insight to Marketing blog. There are many influencers in the branding and marketing atmosphere that you can find online. There are YouTube videos. But I would say if you're on a low budget, there are a few things you might want to do. The first thing is look at getting a visual identity. And that's not just having a website and a Facebook page and a fancy logo. It's actually looking at your brand. So, you know, what you're going to be, who you're going to show up as, your color palette, your language, your tone of voice, and everything that kind of goes with that in terms of your values and your proposition, what makes your brand unique. That doesn't cost you anything. There are tools like Canva and there are tools like WordSwag that can help you really quickly establish a brand just with a background color and some fancy text. Excellent. All right. And then there are things like LinkedIn, which I'm sure, as you know, is a great tool for writing and demonstrating your expertise.
Yeah.
That doesn't cost you anything but a Wi-Fi connection. Yeah. And obviously LinkedIn accounts are free, but you can upgrade to a premium account where people can actually access emails or email addresses without needing to go through the whole kind of admin sequence where you're waiting for someone to connect with you. You can access LinkedIn premium. And there are lots of resources. I, on my pages, I have lots of free resources for tips to design, you know, 15 tips on, you know, how to start up in your business. And that's all on my LinkedIn page. Excellent. So people can access that through the Insight number 2 marketing pages or my hashtag, which is AskI2M. And there are lots of different resources on there. Many of them are free. So your listeners and your viewers can actually access that and get lots of tips from me if they're wanting to connect.
That's great. Now we're coming down to the home stretch now. So a couple of last few questions. What would you say are your imperfections and how do you embrace them?
Imperfections. I am qualified at copywriting. So I like to, or I used to be very conscious about my newsletters being perfect. I mean, no full stops missing, no typos, nothing. Now I think with typos, that's okay. But sometimes I just have to get the newsletter out and I write my own newsletters. So whilst I've got a very small team, I don't allow, I don't ask my team to write on my behalf because I like to use my own tone of voice. Everything sounds consistent as my brand. And one of my pains are that I take really long to write my newsletters. One newsletter could take me an hour, but sometimes...
See, like, to me, that's really quick.
Oh, is it?
And to me, that's really quick.
Wow. Well, I have been known to do ones that take, you know, 3-4 hours. And I've kind of got my little one sitting there saying, "Mommy, have you finished yet?" Yeah. You know, so that's one of my weaknesses, I think. And also one of my earlier weaknesses I mentioned earlier was that I used to always say yes. I was that yes woman. Never said no, never turned anyone down, always working with any client. Yeah. And now I have kind of really looked at that as one of my weaknesses because unfortunately, you know, not every client is for your business. Yes. And I learned that, you know, the hard way. You know, I've been stung by a few clients. I've had clients, unfortunately, that weren't ready yet to commit mentally because they may have had blockages, etc. So I've had to refer them to other experts that can help them with that. Some have had to get, you know, financial assistance before they can work with me. Yes. You know, I've had people saying they're going to miss their mortgage payment to work with me, and I don't endorse that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is about understanding, you know, what my strengths and weaknesses are. Yeah. And definitely one of my weaknesses was taking everyone on. And I couldn't do that anymore, you know, because my time is important, but also other people's time is important. Yeah. And that perfectionist side, you know, I've had to kind of slack a bit on that because it can take up a lot of time, as I'm sure you're aware, writing emails and having to retype and edit every 5 seconds isn't a good skill to have.
Excellent. So what's a success quote or a mantra that you live by and why is it meaningful for you?
Oh, I've got so many. I've got so many quotes on my Inspire Your Biz page as well on Instagram and Facebook. But if there was one I was going to say resonates with me the most, it's that baby steps are better than no steps. Excellent. And the reason that I love this quote is that I work with lots of entrepreneurs who are stuck. I work with lots of entrepreneurs who feel overwhelmed by not working quick enough because they're comparing themselves to others in their industry, because they are really, you know, challenged by getting results.
Yeah.
And my kind of way of working is that if you pace yourself and you work with a plan, or you've got a strategic vision and you're very clear of how you're going to deliver on that vision, and you align yourself with your business goals and you set out your objectives, as long as you are making consistent steps and you are taking regular action, okay, to me, it doesn't matter if it's really small. Yeah. Maybe you might just start writing out headlines or ideas for a podcast or, you know, articles. That's better than not doing anything. That's better than sitting down and maybe going to a wine bar or watching TV and not doing anything. So for me, I would say baby steps are better than no steps.
Right.
And that's something that I even tell myself regularly. I'm not in a hurry. I'm in competition with myself.
Yeah.
I'm aware of others in the market, but I'm very confident in brand me.
Yeah.
So I need to work on brand me and be better than I was 6 months ago, 12 months ago, or yesterday.
Yeah.
But working at a pace which is manageable for me.
Excellent.
Because a lot of us get either too burned out trying to, you know, better someone else, or we actually stumble and we don't do anything because we are maybe frightened of taking that step. So my thing is baby steps are better than no steps.
Excellent, excellent. And finally, what does it mean to be, what does it mean to you to be your own hero?
Well, that's a really good question. Being my own hero is really about me being able to serve. So I get most pleasure, if you like, in business from seeing customers get results from my advice. So I never ever go out and say to someone, you know, you must do this, or I think you need to do this tomorrow. I will go out and consult and offer advice as a coach where I give people ideas to consider. And what I love to see are results. I'm very results orientated. So when a client comes back to me and says, V, since working with you, I've won awards. V, since working with you, you know, I've had more visibility and I've got more sales.
Yeah.
That is me being my own hero, because my vision is to serve and empower as many business owners as I can to get them from being in a space of overwhelm to actually feeling where, you know, they can manage their time effectively and not have to spend thousands of pounds on marketing and branding and still get results.
Excellent.
So using the tactics that I've used to build my business, you know, that's me being my own hero. And I don't know if that's what you meant in that question.
No, that's
but
great.
That's how I feel I get.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's how I get most satisfaction from what I do.
Brilliant, brilliant. So before we get to the end, I'd love to say thank you for speaking with me today. It's, you've given me lots of insight, and no pun intended, into what you do and how I can improve my own business. And I'm sure everyone's loved listening to your hints, tips, tricks and insights and your journey. So if they want to work with you, how can people get in touch with me?
Well, the main way I would say is via email. So you can contact the team at hello@insight2marketing.com. Also, you can connect with me on many social media platforms, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, either via Insight to Marketing or Inspire Your Biz. And if you just search the hashtag, which is Ask I2M, then you'll be able to connect with me across many of those platforms I've just mentioned.
Excellent. And I'm sure people will be in touch, because you sound like you know your thing.
Oh, I know a lot, and I'm always learning. That's the nice thing about being passionate about what I do. I genuinely want to learn more and serve and from a place of heart rather than, you know, money, which is what a lot of people want to do, you know.
Yes.
I genuinely want to help people. So if there is anyone that's watching this that wants support, wants some quick tips, you know, I'm happy to jump on a call with people and speak to them to help them improve their business.
And thank you so much for that. So
it's
been great speaking with you, and I've taken up enough of your time already, and I know you're a busy lady. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Janice. Thanks for having
me,
and take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was the fabulous V Roberts, who gave us fantastic insight into how we can operate as females in the business world, as entrepreneurs, or just generally taking the tips to be manage our old day-to-day work. So if you have been inspired by what you've heard today, but you're feeling a little unsure as how to take the next step, maybe it's something we can have a conversation with and I can help you turn your dreams into action. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard today, please be sure to share this with all the other phenomenal women you know. Until next time.